Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, the start to the week has been on a bit of a somber note because the Indian markets ended in the red on Monday. A tad bit of red when it comes to the headline indices like Sensex and the Nifty down about 0.2%, but a bigger cut coming in from the mid-cap space that continues to underperform ended around 0.3% lower. The Nifty Bank, however, was bucking the trend for most part of the day yesterday, but by the end of the day, that one too ended in the red around 180 points from the day's high, telling you that there's a lot of volatility ahead of the expiry later this week. Separately, if you look at the institution data, both the FIIs and the DIIs net bought in the cash equity market. The FIIs pumped in around 210 crore rupees, while the DII buy figure is at around 984 crore rupees. But do remember, for DIIs, the data is a bit skewed because there was this big block deal on Emami yesterday of around 1230 crores, wherein 10% promoter equity changed hands and went into the hands of the DIIs, and that is why we are looking at a bump up in the DII data. Separately, if you're looking for cues from the globe, well, there aren't many, to be honest, because the US markets ended a bit mixed. While the Dow ended in the green, the Nasdaq as well as S&P ended in the red. That tells you that the street is lacking conviction and direction because the investors are sitting on the sidelines ahead of the G20 summit later in the week, wherein President Donald Trump and Chinese Premier Xi Jinping are expected to meet. Ahead of that, Chinese Vice Premier had a phone call with US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and that also impacted sentiments yesterday. But what really impacted sentiments yesterday was the fact that US has imposed fresh sanctions on Iran now, and that is something to watch out for. But if you look at the Indian markets, we have been quite decoupled when it comes to the global moves, because while the Indian market is up around 8% YTD, the likes of Nasdaq, Hang Seng and Shanghai are up in double digits. In fact, Nasdaq and Shanghai Composite have gained over 20% this year, so there's a stark underperformance coming in from the Nifty. For the Indian markets itself, we have a visitor from US, and that is Mike Pompeo. He will come later in the night, so maybe not much cues come out for the day today, but something to watch out for. Separately, the Met Department has said that the rainfall in June so far has been 37% below the normal rainfall, and that might just increase the agrarian crisis and distress. And this is something that we'll have to, you know, keenly keep an eye out on, because there is a lot of distress when it comes to rural India. So something to keep an eye out on. Asia this morning is largely mixed, trading from flat to green. Other than that, SGX Nifty suggesting an uptick of around 10 to 15 points. So let's see how the day pans out. But in terms of stocks, we are watching out for the Piramal Group as well as Shriram Group, because Piramal Enterprises is mulling selling their 20% stake in Shriram Capital. There are a couple of OFS when it comes to SBI Life as well as L&T Tech. For SBI Life, the price has been set at 650. For L&T Tech, the floor price is 1650. So keep an eye out on both of these counters. TCS is looking to up their stake in the Japanese arm by 15% for a value of $33 million. And Infosys has also tied up with Toyota for digital services. So keep an eye out on that. Eris Life is going to mull a buyback, and that will happen on July 3rd. But Wellspun Corp has already decided about their buyback. Their buyback size is 390, the price is 135, and the record date is July 5th. Other than that, there has been a note by Credit Suisse on steel as well. So on account of that, metals might move, because remember, yesterday metals had a bit of off day. Other than that, we have Natco Pharma, because there the company is internally changing some hands, around 7% equity. So that might be in focus as well. For Emami, we have seen a note coming in from Citi, wherein they are talking about a target price cut, etc. So keep an eye out on that as well. So a whole host of stocks really to watch out for, but it continues to be a lot more macro for the Indian markets. Let's see how the day pans out.